Here. Arriving here. In this body, in this moment. Every moment, a new arrival. A fresh arrival. As if spring into this body, into this moment. Starting anew. Connecting. Connecting and residing. Inhabiting. A felt sense. Of sitting. This body sensing. Feeling, knowing, breathing, here, gently here, how is the body this morning? Hello, body. As if you could speak in your own language. Tell me, hands. How are you? What is happening right now? What are you sensing? With curiosity, opening up to hearing the language. As if a foreign tongue that you can understand if you listen carefully, if you listen with care. What are you sensing, hands? What are you feeling? Relax. Relax, dear hands. Relax, dear arms, shoulders, to your feet. Tell me, what is it you feel, you sense? Whatever it is you hear welcoming, relaxing into, inviting to your feet and legs. Dear torso, dear trunk, dear face, dear neck. Landing deeply, embodied mind. The mind is not separate from the body, embodied, feeling, sensing from the inside. Sensations. Emotions. Thoughts. All can be felt. Sensed and heard. Listening to the body. Breath moving on its own, being breathed with every in breath and the out breath. Landing more deeply into more stability. In the body. Spacious, relaxed stability. As if you are sitting on a bedrock, stable. Your body is the stable bedrock, grounded. To the earth. A sense of integrity, nobility. here. Stay here. Noticing the stability and the spaciousness that is available, even if it may not be apparent at first, inclining your mind to whatever level of stability, groundedness, spaciousness that's present. It might be in the way you're sitting, with nobility tall. Might be in the stability, spaciousness of each breath, making more space, stabilizing, calming. And now opening up to, in this space, the spaciousness opening up to any emotions that might be present this morning. There is plenty of space and stability. Maybe an emotion, maybe not the one that's the most challenging just yet. Perhaps starting with one that's a little more manageable, not the top one, the second, third, or fourth. Inviting into the space. And although we don't intentionally invite emotions for the purpose of the guided practice this morning to work with emotions, let's invite one. If that feels okay to you, you don't have to. Letting the emotion be. Letting it feel safe. Can be here. Can be here just as it is. Doesn't need to be squashed. Nor fueled. There is plenty of space and stability in the body for this emotion to also arise in the body and be felt and be held in this vast space of stability. Equanimity, spacious enough not to push away. Or fall into, but just to hold with care. Let it be felt in your body, the sensations, not so much the story of the emotion. Let that go. Put that down with care, bowing to it, feeling the sensations of the emotion, this vast space of equanimity. Trusting. If it may be helpful to you, you can put the palm of your hand in your heart center, middle of your chest, if you wish. And perhaps use one of the equanimity phrases. May I accept the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May I accept the arising and passing of all things. With equanimity and balance. Or perhaps things are just as they are right now. Things are just as they are right now. Whether I understand it or not, things are unfolding according to a lawful nature. Whether I understand it or not, things are unfolding according to a lawful nature. as you experiment, opening up to this emotion in the body, spaciousness and stability of as much equanimity as present. If there's another feeling coming up, like, oh, this emotion shouldn't be here. I don't want to feel this. Perhaps resistance. Or shame. Or more grief, sadness that this emotion is here. Or whatever else comes up, if it comes up in reaction to the emotion, then turning your attention to that emotion. And allowing that to be held, not pushed away, not fallen into or believed, but simply held with care and gentleness. It's okay. This is the truth of this moment. Not to fight, not to be in a conflictual relationship. With the truth of the moment in this body, this heart, this mind. Allowing it to be. Just as it is, holding it with care, as if you are the embodiment of Kuan Yin for yourself. Perhaps the image, imagining Kuan Yin showing up in you, embodying your body as Kuan Yin, the statue. Kuan Yin sits on a bedrock, stable, relaxed in repose, with so much care and stability. Listening, holding the 10,000 joys, 10,000 sorrows with equanimity. So, can you? So are you feeling, imagining, the Kuan Yin, stable, gracious, wise, within you. How does Kuan Yin within you hold, respond to? What arises in your heart? How is she present? With emotions arising for you. So, typically on a 7-day retreat, on the third day, instructions on the third day, we open up to mindfulness of emotions, working with emotions. Not because emotions just start to show up on the third day. You've probably already had a few. Past couple of days is my guess. Because there's enough stability being grounded in the body and the breath to not be completely swept up and taken by the emotions. And there's more capacity to skillfully open up to working with them. And many of you might already be familiar with various tools that are often offered. There is the practice of RAFT by Gill, recognize, allow, F, I can't remember what F stands for, Gill.
Feel,
thank you. And T.
Tease apart.
Apparently I don't know what RAFT is because I just hear him saying RAFT, but then there's RAIN by Christian MacDonald. So there are other tools to use for emotions and given for working with emotions skillfully. And given that this is the theme of this retreat is equanimity, this is another tool, another way, skillful way to skillfully, mindfully work with emotions, see emotions, use them as a tool, as a way to wake up, not just a problem to be solved, but actually as a way to really practice with, equanimity with this. Can there be equanimity just holding, not pushing away with aversion, and not falling into or attaching and wanting things to be this way or that way, but holding with care. So it's both, again, a wisdom practice, equanimity, as well as a heart practice, a Brahmavihara practice. You get two for the price of one. So this morning, the invitation was to work with, to first stabilize in the body with the breath, feeling both the stability, the nobility that actually can be felt from your posture, as well as the stability of the mind, the breath, and the spaciousness of the bird's eye view, the spaciousness, a wisdom that can hold anything with care and love. And again, the invocation of the word acceptance is more appropriate, perhaps, to be construed as allowing the truth of the moment, accepting the truth of this moment, that it is like this, it is what it is, it's like this, not accepting the situation, etc. It doesn't extend, but just, can I accept what's happening right here, right now, so that I can have more wisdom and see the situation with wisdom. And another invitation that I brought up this morning in the guided meditation that might work for some of you and maybe not for some, is this invocation of the image of the Kuan Yin. Sometimes it works really well for some to imagine, especially if you're working with something and trying to have to hold it with equanimity, to imagine, Kuan Yin knocking on your body's door and entering your body. And now you're listening, you're watching how Kuan Yin is handling this situation. And in this way, there's something about the wisdom and the equanimity that wakes up within us that we have, but perhaps we can't quite access when we're ourselves, when I am Nikki, but somehow, when Kuan Yin is present, something else can become accessible, so you may play with this if you wish, or not. It's just an invitation.